There's a lot of local interest around the consideration of changing collegiate athletic conferences. When you were describing it at the Board of Regents meeting, you said opportunity and investment quite a bit. What are some of the specific opportunities for Murray State, and what are some of the investment costs?
Well, the specific opportunities for Murray State University is that to have a footprint, a geographic footprint of university of our competitors that matches our geographic footprint of our students coming to Murray State University as well as our alumni. The Ohio Valley Conference provides that to a certain degree, but there are other conferences out there that are geographically suited and much better for us. We get most of our students from the Missouri, Indiana, Illinois area. We need to get into the Ohio Valley, the Ohio market, better. So that's an important factor. That if we are in those areas athletically, that provides us opportunities for marketing, that provides us opportunities for news coverage. 75% of the time a university is mentioned in a newspaper for positive things, it's through athletics. And I think that's an important note to have in there. The other part of that too, and this is a phrase that my grandmother always told me and my mother always told me, and it got picked up on Twitter over the weekend because I said it in the meeting, you are who you play with. Your characteristics, what people think about you are who you play with. And if we are able to be in an athletic conference that is made up of top universities, all of a sudden you're being compared to a very different type of competitor. When students look at that, you know, they do ask, if you're going to play these certain teams, you must be like those universities. And if we're able to be in a conference where we're compared to the upper echelon of the universities within that particular geographic region, that makes a lot of difference. And so looking at that academic niche. Also our alumni footprint. Our alumni footprint is very much north of us. We do have obviously a lot in Nashville, and we kind of have that market already. And I think if we did switch conferences, there are some natural rivalries that we will maintain. But if we're able to be at an upper level, an upper tier, be in areas where we're getting our students, to be in areas more frequently where our alumni are, there are a lot of opportunities for leveraging those type of things. This is a transformation opportunity for our university on many, many different fronts. Do I think it will be immediate, the advantages of this? Do I think it will be immediate? No. Do I think it's going to be a long-term? Absolutely. Is it something that we should take seriously? No question about it. Will it all of a sudden just give us 300 new students? No. But over time, it definitely will. It can and will change how we are viewed nationally as well as in the intense regional exposure. And I think that's also something that's very important as we analyze these type of things. We can definitely leverage this out. As I said at the Board of Regents meeting, we are an academic institution. We are here for the education. I see athletics as integrated into what we do and is a support level of what we do. And if we are able to leverage that by a new conference affiliation to enhance our efforts in recruiting, in recruiting not only students but faculty and staff, increase our national prestige, internet, and an intensified regional, I think that's something that we definitely have to look at. It is not free. There will be costs. The cost that, depending upon which conference and everything else, but on average, we would probably be looking at over time of an increased investment in athletics of $3.5 million to $4 million. Our facilities are stellar. We will not have to do any major facility increases or anything along those lines. We would not have to add any additional teams. And so, those are not the big costs. What the cost would be is primarily in travel and various things along those lines. Grant and aid is another one that we would have to increase. And to me, that's a opportunity as well as an expense. These would be scholarships that would be funded either through private gifts and or through the university. Most of the scholarships outside of football, basketball, men's, women's basketball are actually partials. And so you bring in a student, you're also getting some of the revenue. So that's why, as I say, it's not only an expense, but there is also some change. But also, our student athletes, one of the reasons why I think we're being looked at, our student athletes graduated at a higher rate and quicker than our general student population. There's a diversity issue. There's a higher GPA issue. There's all those different types of things. And so those two add into this mix. If we get an invitation, we're going to take a look at it seriously. If we don't get an invitation, we will continue to be extremely competitive in the OVC, and we will continue to do the great things that we're doing.
Do you have any sense of a timeline on this, when things might move forward, and if there will be a special Board of Regents meeting?
I think that we will know kind of where we stand within the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, it's a very fluid movement. I will say that, you know, the big rumor is the Missouri Valley Conference. But we've been contacted by several conferences over the last 6 months. So we're looking at all of them. Some of those discussions, to be honest, switching of conferences would be wonderful for athletics, but it wouldn't enhance the university. And I'm not interested in that at all. I'm interested in advancing the university, and I see athletics as an important tool that can assist us with that. The Missouri Valley is very intriguing, but again, we don't have an invitation at our hand. If we do receive one, we will definitely highly consider it. There's other conferences, as I mentioned, that are very interested in Murray State University, and we'll take a look at those as well. But within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think we'll know a little bit better of where we stand in those type of things.
Can you give me any update on the provost search?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, Matt. Just earlier today, we were able to release that Mark Arendt, as of last night, accepted my offer to be Murray State's newest provost. And I'm very excited about him joining the Murray State family, along with his family, or his wife Sandra, his sons Stephen and Caleb, and daughters Faith and Grace. Caleb's actually is a college student right now, so he won't be moving to Murray, but the others will. And again, we'll be welcoming them to our community with just open arms. I was extremely impressed through this process. First, the depth and breadth of the pool. We had amazing, outstanding applicants through this process. And Dr. Arendt just is the ideal fit. He brings a great sense of focus to the provost, a great sense of focus to our academic efforts. He's done an amazing job of creating a master plan for his current university, Northeastern State in Oklahoma, where he is a sitting provost, again, and has done that since 2014. So he's bringing that wealth of experience. I think he'll be able to immediately come to Murray State and begin to assume those duties and responsibilities of the position very, very quickly. The other thing that really impressed me with Dr. Arendt was his openness, his ability to communicate, his ability to engage others. I saw a lot of the references that were done by the search committee and by the search firm that we used for this process. But I also called a lot of people at Northeastern, talked to quite a few deans, talked to quite a few vice presidents, talked to the president of the university, and just the personality, just the characteristics, just the integrity that he brings. I know that he will do very, very well here. And then finally, this is a very important position for me. This is my partner. This is the individual that I will turn to help me lead the university on all fronts. And in our discussions that Mark and I have had over this time frame, we're on the same page. We see the academic excellence. We see the importance of the rigor. We see the importance of the relevance of the programs. We understand and agree to maintaining our national prestige and enhancing that. So I'm excited to end this process of the search. Now we're into the process of the transition, and I know that will go very well, very smoothly, and we'll just continue to move forward. Dr. Arendt will start his duties here on July the 1st. Again, I want to reach out and thank everyone that was involved. The search committee did yeoman's work. Those individuals that served in interim roles, specifically Dr. Duncan and Dr. Pervine. Through this process, when you have an interim, you need individuals that will step up and take on some extra leadership responsibilities, and they did that, and I'm very, very appreciative for what they were able to do. And also other many members within the provost office that behind the scenes just made sure everything kept on working. So again, I really want to thank them. I'm sure they too are relieved that this process is over, and we will have the provost here full bore on July 1.
Dr. Davies, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I just want to say to all the faculty, staff, and students of Murray State University. We're 2 weeks away, and then finals week, and then we have graduation. This is a time of year when we get to celebrate Murray State University. We get to celebrate our faculty, our staff, and our students, and all the accomplishments that we have made over the course of the academic year. But just finish strong, as they say. Bear down. We got those 2 weeks of classes, 1 week of finals, and then one of the happiest days on a college campus, graduation. And I know that we'll have an exciting time. Look forward to shaking lots of hands and congratulating everybody. With that, have a great day and go Racers.